know where Concord is.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Is that new people coming in?
Yes. Okay.
Another new person.
Okay. Good evening and welcome to the call. I'm Dotsie Bragel, and I'm going to be hosting the call this evening. And in the beginning, you may continue to hear little beeps, and that means people are just coming into the call late.
Right.
But what I would like you to do is for all of you to please hit the number 6 button on your phone so we can mute all the background noises.
Number 6, all right.
Yes. Okay, and I may have to remind people to do that as the call goes on because some people may enter late and there may be a barking dog or something, so I will have to remind them to do that. At the end of the call, I will take a few questions, and at that time I will ask those of you who have questions to push the 6 button again so I can hear you. So the format for the call is simply that I will speak, and then the lines will open up for a few questions at the end. So let's get started. For those of you who don't know me, I am Dotsie Bragel, and I'm the founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which is www.nabbw.com. And I'm also the founder of www.boomerwomenspeak.com, which is the number one site on all search engines for baby boomer women. I'm passionate about educating and empowering women at midlife. Since launching Boomer Women Speak several years ago, I've been connecting, encouraging, and supporting boomer women on a daily basis. So my finger is on the pulse of this spirited generation, and I dedicate a great portion of my time to creating opportunities that inspire women to explore their passions and live them to the fullest. My prayer is to embrace all women and provide them with the means to soar. I have been mentioned in Time Magazine and AARP Bulletin among dozens of newspapers across the nation, and I frequently do radio interviews and have been interviewed for many publications. I've been invited to appear in the outside audience of The Early Show with Dave Price, and I've also helped connect women for segments of the NBC Nightly News. I live in Baltimore, Maryland with my husband and 3 children, and if you ever need to reach me by phone, my number is 1-877-BE-BOOMER. Okay, so the topic for our call this evening is how to gain top of search engine listings. If you answered yes to would you like to get a whole lot more traffic on your website, do you want more publicity and promotional exposure for what you do, or do you want to learn online networking, then you're on the right call. The teleseminar is being sponsored by the NABBW, of which many of you are members, but some are not. If you are not a member and you would like to join after this evening's call, you may do so for the discounted rate of $50. All you have to do is email me at dots@boomerwomenspeak.com, and I will send you the discounted link. But you must do it tonight to get the discount. If you're a writer, you may also be interested in our 2-for-1 offer with the National Association of Women Writers. That web address is www.naww.org. During the month of June, you can join the National Association of Women Writers and get the National Association of Baby Boomer Women's membership for free. And that's through June, and it has to be done through www.naww.org. Okay, let's get on with the call.
Hi, this is Chloe on the line.
Hi, Chloe. For those of you who are joining us late, I would ask that you would please push 6 on your phone pad, and that will mute you for the call. And then that way, everyone should be able to hear the information without background distractions. At the end, when I take questions, I will ask you to push that 6 number again to be heard. So if you're just coming on the call, I ask that you would please push the 6 button to be muted. Okay, let me just begin by saying that if you have an online business, you must be determined and you can't give up. You must keep plugging away and realize that you are in it for the long run, because to be successful online, you must work it. I wish I could tell you it's easy, but it really isn't. I mean, it's fun if you're passionate about what you're promoting, but it's not always easy because it takes lots of hard work. but it is so worth it once your site begins getting better visibility, because you literally have the world at your fingertips. So just remember that while you're putting in the hours promoting your site and getting your information around the World Wide Web, it's worth it because you are increasing your visibility all the time. It's important that you have a very specific goal in mind and know precisely who your audience is when launching a website. Consider where you want to go with your site and what you want to accomplish. If you want to sell something or offer information, exactly what do you want your site to do for you? And then you have to create a plan, something that will help you achieve your goal. If your goal is to get X number of members a month, then you need to figure out a way to do that. If you want X number of people on your email list within 2 months, you need to set goals. Or if you just want to increase your sales in a month, you have to figure out what you're going to do to achieve that. So I'm going to touch base on many topics dealing with gaining a better web presence, so I recommend that you take notes. I'll give quite a few freebie offers at the end, plus some good sites to subscribe to if you are serious about growing your platform. Before you do any advertising for your website, the most important thing that you do is evaluate it. Now, I'm assuming that most of the people on the call already have a site. But if you don't, because there were a couple people who registered for the call who are in the process of building sites, I'd just like to make a few comments. And it's possible that the people who have already built their sites may be able to learn a couple things from this too. I would say that if you are building a site, it's important not to use a free site. And I know this might be disappointing to some people, but unfortunately, free sites are usually viewed as unprofessional. You really don't receive as many features when building a site for free. You're limited to page design and space availability. So having a professional do your site opens up every opportunity to continue to add whatever needs to be added in the future. A perfect example is if you were to launch a free site and it really takes off. And then how do you continue to add content if you only have a certain amount of space available on that site? When you go with someone professionally, you are also offered a statistics page, which is extremely necessary. So if you are launching a site, I recommend that you hire someone to do it for you, someone that is experienced at launching sites, because they're also then experienced at what you need to do for your optimization, for the search engine optimization. And then they also will be able to offer you the statistics pages that you'll need so that you can always check and see who's coming to your site, how they're getting to your site, and where they're coming from. Free sites also tend to advertise on your page, and sometimes it might be something that you don't endorse. I've seen that happen before. Also, often they have a tremendously long URL, and that means it's hard for people to remember it. The URL, the URL, is your web address. So for me, it would be Boomer Women Speak or NABBW, and both of my sites are .com. So that's another reason you might want to consider not having a free website. I'd like to mention that research before launching a site is extremely important. I spent 6 months working with two other people who understood the web, and we did research for 6 months straight. You have to remember that I knew nothing and was learning as I went along, but I can't comment enough on how important it is to do your research before launching your site. And one of the things that I did that I found was so helpful was I went to as many sites as I could that I liked, that were similar to what I wanted to create. And I just took tons and tons of notes. And from those notes, I discussed with the people designing my site what I liked and what I didn't like. And then they were able to guide me with information to have a successful site. Okay, when launching a site or looking over the site that you've already launched, you have to think about the content. and the content must be quality. It must also load quickly and be user-friendly. It's very important that you proofread everything you put on your site, and you should also have someone else proofread your content before making it live. Make sure, now here's a perfect example of some things that have happened to me. Sometimes I'll go to a site because people send a link to be included on my site. I'll go to that site and I will see that they have like a blue shade of print on a light blue background. And it's really hard to read. I mean, that's a perfect example of what is not user-friendly. Another thing you want to make sure that you have is something that will take you back to your home page. It's really important that people can move around your site comfortably. Okay, looking at your home page, what you want to remember is that your home page is similar to like a window display if you had a store. You know, you have your sign, and then you have in the window what's important and what you want to sell at that point in time, or what represents who you are and what you're about. So it has to be crisp, it needs to be smart, interesting, and welcoming. You have to figure out what you have to offer that others don't. You need to decide what will make people interested in staying and browsing a while. Consider why you want people to visit your site. What is your mission? What is your purpose? You should also consider the gender, the age, the marital status, the professional status of the people visiting your site. All of this matters to the people who are visiting. Another thing you need to do is have multiple pages. The more content you have, the more likely readers will begin using your site as a resource. So again, it's important to visit sites that you like and consider why you like them and see what you can do to incorporate what you like into your own site, okay? So just I would just suggest that you all look at your site, consider why you would visit your site, what brings you back, and if it wasn't your site, why would you visit it, okay? Another thing to consider is that you must have compelling headlines and powerful words that will jump out at you. And there are some websites online that you can visit that will give you lists of powerful advertising words. So you can just Google powerful advertising terms and you'll come up with them. And it's really important to view those lists. And some of the words, just off the top of my head, I can just think of some things that you might want to consider having on your page. Different things like the word remarkable or startling or quick or introducing. And then, of course, you also want to have other words like exclusive or fantastic. Just some of the powerful advertising words that really jump out at people. You know, the number one site, or the biggest, or the best. Those are the types of things that you want to make sure you have on your homepage and throughout your site. Other words might be like quality, or perfect, or personal. Anything that you think refers to what you have to offer. But you also have to remember that you need keywords that might not be the powerful keywords that are good for advertising, but really good choice of words to describe your site and what it is that you have to offer that will keep people coming back. Okay, in addition to excellent content, you should have a page of testimonials. Testimonials are so important, and it's important to have lots of testimonials. I wouldn't just have three or four, because people read through them, and out of, say, 10, maybe one or two might grab their attention. And what you're trying to do is convince the people that what you have to offer is worth their time and effort, is worth their money, and is credible. The perfect way to get testimonials is anytime someone compliments you or your site, or your product or service, just simply email them back and say, ooh, you know, would you be kind enough to write a testimonial for me? And if you do, be sure to include a link to your site, and then I'll put it on our testimonial page. So then not only are they doing something nice for you, you're also adding their website to your testimonial page. And that can be really big if you have a site that is trafficked, that gets a lot of traffic. I'd have to say that I remember when I first joined the National Association of Women Writers, I wrote a comment to Cherie and told her, you know, how wonderful I thought the association was, because I used the member directory of that association to really launch my site and get traffic on my site. And it just made such a difference in my traffic from the very beginning. And so I simply emailed her and said, oh, this is great, you know, your members are wonderful, blah, blah, blah. And she wrote me back and said, you know, can I use this for my site? And I said, absolutely. And actually, to this day, that testimony is on her site, and then it's also sent out in the new member packages. So it's a great way to help other people and have other people help you. So it's important to have a page of testimonials, and that's a perfect way to network. Okay, I can hear that some people are still entering the call late. If you all would be kind enough to push 6 to mute the call, I'd really appreciate it. Okay, so another thing that you need to consider is, of course, a way to capture people's email addresses. And it's really important that that box or that space not only be on your home page, but on every page of your site. And it needs to stand out, and it needs to grab people's attention and make them want to sign up for your newsletter. And the reason I say it needs to be on every page, I can give you a perfect example. I have been on women's sites, and I start out on the home page, and I start clicking around, and the deeper I get into the site, the more interested I become. So then I look to see, okay, do they have a newsletter? Can I sign up for their newsletter? And oftentimes, I have to go back and back and back and back to find the sign-up box for the newsletter. So it's really important, if you want to capture people's email addresses, that you have that form on every page. Another thing that you want to consider is, I've captured email addresses many different ways. Okay, one way you can do it is by having a survey, hosting a survey on your home page. And people fill it out and they give you their email address, and they're not even thinking that they're giving your email address. And then, you know, you're just always trying to build your base of email addresses so that you just get more and more people to send your announcements, your newsletter, and your information to. So you can host a survey on your site. You can have a monthly survey. That's one way to get email addresses. Another way is to offer something free, and more people are doing this now. It doesn't have to be a free newsletter, but it can be like a free list for something that pertains to your site. Any type of free information, and they're typically sometimes little e-books. And people sign up, and then you're sent the ebook, and then, you know, they have your email address and continue to send you information about what is going on with their business. Another way to capture email addresses is by offering to place information from the people who visit your site on your site. And what I mean by that is I have a form for people to fill out so that I will include their site on Boomer Women Speak. And I do it for free, but I also, of course, it has to be reviewed. But it's a way for people to, you know, increase the visibility to their site, and it's a way for me to increase good content on my site. So those are some different ways that you can capture email addresses on your site. But it's really important that you have some kind of form on every page, even if it's not just a sign up for my newsletter form. It can be any other kind of form to capture information about the people who are visiting your site. Okay. I know that doing monthly or weekly newsletters can be taxing. I remember my agent telling me a couple years ago that I needed to do a newsletter, and I was just really dragging my feet because I didn't really want to commit to doing something on a regular basis. But you know what? It works. I mean, people have to see your name many times over before they realize that you are credible, and a well-done newsletter is a perfect way to do that. Anytime I send a newsletter, I have a tremendous increase in traffic on my site. One of the reasons is because I put lots of links to my site in the newsletter, and it's a good way to see that people are reading and visiting. I also have a lot of people join the association after I send newsletters, because anytime they receive mail from you, it's a reminder. If you can't do a newsletter, and let's say you have a site about healthcare, you could do a health tip of the week. Or you could do, if you have a site that pertains to PR, you could do a PR tip of the week. So just be creative and try to think of ways that you can stay in touch with your audience, because that's what it's all about. You need to stay in touch in a respectable way, because no one likes to receive unnecessary email. And you know, if you're sending email and people see your name, they just delete it, that's not good either. You want them to open it. So make sure that anything that you send through email is worth your audience taking the time to open and read it. Okay? Speaking of emails, I'm sure most of you, but maybe not all of you, have some type of signature in your email. And this is so important. And I have to tell you, I get emails from people who have their own websites, and nowhere in the email is their web address. I get their email address because they've corresponded with me, but then I have to go to Google search to see if they have a site, and it's just so much easier. It's a great way to publicize your site. So anytime you write someone or, you know, submit information or send an email to another site, make sure that you include your URL, and you can do that, and it remains your signature every time you send an email. So make sure that you include something snappy about your site. And then if you're going to be doing some kind of lecture or book signing or anything in the near future, you can always add that to the signature. So just try to think of ways to be creative with your signature. Okay. Here are some of the things that have kept people coming back to Boomer Women Speak. And I mention this because if you are trying to build traffic on your site, you have to have reasons for people to come back over and over again. And some people put up sites to sell a product, and then they don't do anything else. It's important to always have new content and new information, credible information, being added to your site, because then people want to come back and want to learn more, and they can use your site as a resource. So some of the things that have worked for Boomer Women Speak are the following. First of all, the forums. We have over 1,800 people who have registered for the forums, and that's another venue for me capturing people for my audience. And what happens in the forums is that we have over 60, and they're all topical, and they all have to do with what women talk to their girlfriends or sisters or mothers or colleagues about. So if you haven't been on the forums at Boomer Women Speak, I recommend that you go there, because I have to tell you, it is an inexpensive way to build content to your site. All you have to do is buy the program and then pay to maintain that program, and it just works like a charm. However, I have to say that I spend at least an hour a day, oftentimes more, in the forums, and every now and then I'll miss a day, but I really enjoy being in my forums. I enjoy meeting the women. I enjoy connecting with them and supporting them and encouraging them. And due to the atmosphere in those forums, women continue to come back. So that's one reason that people continue to come back, and that is the forums. Okay, other things that would keep people coming back might be contests. And you have to be creative about the kind of contests you have, and they should pertain to something that you have to offer. So you can have photo contests, you can have writing contests. It doesn't really matter. You can have some kind of a questionnaire, and if people get 6 right, you know, they win a free something or other. And that keeps people coming back. If they know that you offer contests, and they'll come back to see if they won, or they'll tell friends to, you know, you can win this book at this site if you do this. So that's important. That will bring people to your site. Another thing that has worked for me is that I publish other people on my site, and I do that through the section called Our Voices. Our Voices is the part of Boomer Women Speak where people can submit their stories. And now these are not articles. People always send in articles to be included in Our Voices, and we do not accept articles. We only accept stories. We are looking for women's stories, and they can be about anything from their childhood through losing a parent. And you'll see on that part of the site all the different topics that we have. Now, the reason that that increases traffic is because I publish people there, and then they tell their friends. Or they announce it in their newsletter that they were published on Boomer Women Speak. Or they, you know, they just have, if they have a speaking engagement, they might say, you might want to check out my story at Boomer Women Speak. So it's a way to drive traffic to your site. Another thing that I have, which is extremely important, and something that Michelle Jakubiak, who is my webmaster, has been drilling into my head since the day we launched the site, is a links page. And on that page, I will put people's links to their sites with a little definition or a little description of their site. And it has just been wonderful, because typically if I put someone on my site, then when I reply to them and say, you know, your link has been added at Boomer Women Speak, would you be kind to promote Boomer Women Speak, kind enough to promote Boomer Women Speak in any way? If so, please let us know so we can thank you by including your web address in our next newsletter. And that is really helpful. People think, oh, gosh, okay, I'm going to add her link to my site, and then she'll put my link in the newsletter. It's just another way of networking and doing nice things for other people. So you might want to check out the links page at Boomer Women Speak and see how that's done. I also have something that's similar, which is the Resources for Women page. There are a lot of sites for women out there, and people are always trying to get their web address around the web. So I do the same thing on that page. And then I also have a page of Boomer Books. It's another page you should visit. They are books that are by, for, and about baby boomers. And for all of those pages that I have on my site, I have this automated form that people simply fill out, and they include whatever information they hope to have included on the site. And then what we do is we go through and decide what can, you know, what should and what shouldn't be included. I do not include poker sites and sites about sex and sites about, I mean, you wouldn't believe the submissions that we get. But anyway, we also get lots of really great submissions. So that's, you know, another way that I have really increased traffic to the site. And I'd have to say you really need to think about what content you have on your site and how you can increase that content, because content is the reason that people come to your site. So, you know, think about your topic and even, you know, network with other people and brainstorm and try to help one another and just try to come up with different ideas. And again, don't forget to visit other sites that you like to get ideas. That's not cheating. That's called being smart. Okay, when you publish someone on your site, of course, you know, they tell their friends and their colleagues, and we discussed that a little bit. So any time that you add anyone else to your site, more than likely they're going to tell at least one other person, and then that's another person coming to your site. Okay, you also need to have a media page, and on that page you should include any and all media attention that you've received in the past. Include the sites on which you've been published, the radio shows, the internet radio shows, etc. It's also important to include the article. If you can include a link to the article, that's good. If you can include any other information about that the site that has either had you on their show or placed you in their paper or magazine, it's important. Like what I do on my media page is I include the logo of the radio station or newspaper or magazine, and again, people really appreciate that. That, you know, you'd be surprised. Newspapers and magazines and radio stations also are looking for ways to be promoted on the web, so they have always appreciated when I tell them that I'll include them on the site. Okay, so before we move on, I can't stress enough how important content is. It's why people visit your site. So pay very close attention to what you can add. And if you're stumped, again, visit other sites and see what they have to offer. Okay, now we're going to talk briefly about search engine optimization. This is something that my web designer, Michelle, can help you with if you need help. In fact, she can do anything that pertains to designing sites. Her site is boschelcreative.com, boschelcreative.com, and she offers 25% off her work to all NABBW members. Okay, she, we'll first talk about, let me just say this. If you're not familiar with all the technological terms, I highly recommend educating yourself. And you can do that very simply by visiting a site called www.webmasterworld.com. They have a button that is a glossary, and when you click on that button, you'll get a glossary of every term imaginable. And I don't recommend reading them all because you'll probably get sick, but I do recommend reading the ones that you've heard but you're not sure what they mean. Okay, let's talk a little bit about spiders. Search engine spiders are programs that follow links on websites, and they gather data for search engines. And the spiders, the robots, or the crawlers go to a website, and they follow the hyperlinks throughout the site. The spider reads the meta tags on the web pages, and the meta tags are tags that appear in HTML at the top of each web page. And those tags tell the spiders what's on the page in a fashion that is easy for them to index. The robots read the tags and compare them to the content on the page. If the content on the page does not match, then they don't often pick you up. So when the spider finds the material in the tags that doesn't reflect your content, it will really give your page a low ranking. So make sure all of your information connects with one another. Okay? All right, the title tag is at the very top of your browser window. So if you're in front of a computer and you want to go to www.nabbw.com, that's the site for the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, at the very top of the page you'll see that it says National Association of Baby Boomer Women, NABBW, Empower Women to Explore and Live their passions. And those are words that are picked up. They are big keywords for my site. Okay, so that's the title tag, and that's extremely important that you have the right words, the right keywords for your site. Okay, now the meta tags are not visible. These are words or phrases that you use to get traffic you need. You should use words that you want people to type into search engines to find your site. Okay, this is something that is done beneath the front page. It's not something that you see, but this is something that the spiders pick up. And if you need, a web person to do this, I highly recommend it because this is what search engine optimization is all about. Okay, and I'll just give you an idea of some of the meta tags that I have for Boomer Women Speak. Of course, Baby Boomer. I have, women's chat rooms, women's forums, financial planning, retirement planning, seniors, baby boomers. Oh, golly. Let me see. I'm just trying to go through this list here. Independent living, retirement communities, menopause, elder care. They're all words that have to do with what midlife women are going through. So that's the kind of thing you want to have. They're the kind of tags that you want to have that pertain specifically to your site. The other thing is HTML text on your homepage that's visible. Okay, now this is something that other people see. This is another way that search engines find you. And this coding is strictly for search engines. And the way you can tell what is HTML and what isn't is if you can cut and paste the information on someone's homepage or on any page, that's considered HTML. And that information that can be cut and pasted needs to be the right words that you want search engines to pick up for your site. And that way, you get ranked higher within the search engines, and the search engines can find you much easier. Okay? This might seem confusing, but that's why I recommend using a professional, because you can launch a site and not know anything about search engine optimization, not have any meta tags on your homepage, and no one's ever going to find you. So that's why I think it's important that you hire someone to work with you that knows what they're doing. Okay, as far as search engines go, you can register your site with many search engines. And just to give you an idea of some of the search engines, they are AltaVista, Ask Jeeves, Google's, Hotbot, LookSmart, Lycos, InfoSeek, Excite, Netscape, MSN Search, Yahoo, and did I mention Google? Well, anyway, there are lots of search engines, and what you do is you just go to their sites and register your site. It's really simple, and most of them can be done for free. Now, if you don't want to spend time doing all of that yourself, you can hire someone to do it for you, and here are two sites that will make that job much easier for you. One is www.submitit.com, S-U-B-M-I-T-I-T.com, or www.allforone.com, all number four, one.com, A-L-L number four, O-N-E.com. That's a little confusing. Okay, so now we're going to move on to networking, and that's networking online. Increasing web traffic has a lot to do with online networking, and it can be so fulfilling once you get going. I've always approached contacts with the thought that perhaps I can do something for them. If you have an attitude of service by saying, what can I do to help you, and you remember that I have tons of ways that I can offer to help others. You know, I can add them to the site, put them in the newsletter, feature them in a newsletter, you know, offer it discounted advertising. There are lots of ways that you can help other people, and you need to think about how you can help them before you approach them. So another thing is I'm forever thinking about how I can connect my contacts in an appropriate way, because that is so important with networking, and I can give you a perfect example. Just today, I had a phone conference with an advertising agency in New York. They're interested in advertising at Boomer Women Speak, and they promote women's natural health care products. It was very interesting to speak with them. About an hour later, I received a call from a woman who was the director of education for programs for the Health and Beauty Show that's going to be in New York on September 12th and 14th. She came across my site and wanted to know if I knew anyone who could possibly speak at her convention. And this is a huge convention in New York City. Well, I gave her the number of the woman I had just spoken with this morning, and sure enough, I received an email later in the day that said that they were going to be working together. So always think about what you can do for other people, because it really helps give you a good name, and it makes people realize that you're not just in it to make money or, you know, to put yourself at the top. You're really in it to help other people, and that just makes such a big difference. Another thing you might want to do is try to keep a list of email addresses of editors that have online magazines. And then when you have a media release, you can have an automatic group to send that to. So that's just another suggestion. Okay, link swaps and banner exchanges. You know, a lot of people don't understand why it's so important to swap links and banners, but the more places that your site is listed online, then the more visibility, obviously, your site has. Now, a lot of people are shy and don't think they should ask people who have similar sites to swap links. But in my opinion, I mean, I do it all the time. I just figure if your site's good enough, people are going to come back. And you know, people need more than one resource. So I say just put yourself out there and just try to swap links with as many people as you can. And I would say that, you know, if you're a member of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, you should use that member directory. I know there are quite a few people who have sites about elder care. I hope those people are networking to see if they can get in each other's newsletters or promote each other in any way. But it's really important to gain visibility online by having more links, having your link on as many sites as possible. And a good way you can check that is to use Google. I don't know how many of you use Google in this way, but I often go on and I Google Dotsie Bragel. I Google baby boomer women. I Google, you know, boomer women speak, midlife, on and on. You can just Google anything that is important to you to see where you stand with the search engines. And okay, let's see, what else do we have to say about Google? Okay, I'm not sure if you all are aware of Google Alerts and how to use them for your benefit, but this is another thing that I do. I subscribe to Google Alerts, and what happens is anytime that there is an article or information published online that has to do with baby boomer women or that has either of my websites in it or my name, I receive, or baby boomers, I also do baby boomers, I receive that article in my mailbox. And then what I do is I read those articles, and if any of them really strike me, many times you can just email the writer of that article directly. And what I do is I email them, introduce myself, tell them about the association and the Boomer Women Speak site, and just say, I would love to be a resource for you if you should ever need one. And I have gotten phone calls from writers that I have met that way. And they might call me and say, you know, I'm doing an article. Do you know someone who can help me with this topic? And I'm happy to connect people. And oftentimes, I'll get mentioned in the article, too. So that's something that you can do with the Google Alerts. So, you know, be sure to look into that. Okay, another way to get great visibility online is to write articles and give them away. And, you know, you can have maybe 10 articles that you circulate over and over again to different sites. And one of the places that you can learn what sites to submit those articles to is through Michelle Dunn's site. Michelle is a great woman. I met her in New York. She came there to be with me in the audience for the Dave Price for the early show. And her site is www.michelledunn.com. She has two articles in particular. She has lots of great free articles about marketing and publicizing yourself online. But one of them that she has gives you a list of about 20 places where you can submit articles for free online. She also has another article that's about placing press releases for free. So be sure you go to Michelle's site and check out those two articles, because I have used especially the one for submitting articles. And what I have done is just gone down the list several times and just submitted articles. And they get picked up by other newsletters and other sites. People who publish newsletters can go to those sites and pick up any articles that they want and use them in their newsletters. So that's the permission that you give when you register at those sites. Okay, let's see. Giveaways, we haven't really talked about giveaways much, but there are also great ways to increase traffic to your site, offering any kind of giveaway or a contest or a survey is also a reason to announce a press release. It's great information to put in press releases, and you need good information to do that. And those press releases, of course, you're always including your web address, are other ways to get your website, around the internet. This is something that I haven't done, but some people do it, and that is to create an award. A perfect example is this friend of mine has the pointoflife.com site, and he has an award, and basically it's just this little thing that looks like a ribbon that he gives to people whose sites he believes in. And then people put that award on their homepage because it gives them credibility, and when you click on it, it takes you to his site. So it's something to consider. If you think that, you know, you have the type of site that could manage something like that. So that's another opportunity. Let's move on to paid advertising. Before you get into this, just make sure that you have a statistics page or some way of showing you that your advertising is working for you. I once had someone advertise for me, and they said they were disappointed, and so I went to their site. I looked at their site. They had no way of capturing statistics. They had a ton of text, and their box to find out more information was at the bottom of the page. There wasn't a contact button. And so I had to say to them, you know, you need to do a little more with your site because people may be visiting, you don't even know it. And if they are visiting and they don't feel like reading everything down the page, then they're leaving before you even know that they're there. So it's important that you have a way to track your advertising before you start paying for it. Okay, most important thing I'd say is that you promote within your niche. That's important. You know, go to Google and Google whatever your topic is and see what sites come up. And I would say look at the top 10 sites. Like for me, if it's baby boomer women, I would look at the top 10 sites and I would say, okay, I'm going to figure out a way to get on these websites. So maybe I can submit an article for them. What can I do to try to get on their sites? Because if people go to those sites, then they have the opportunity of learning about your teeny little site by being on that big site. So it's important, and that's a great way to increase visibility. So what you should try to do is Google whatever your topic or area of expertise is, and then try to get on the hottest sites. Okay, so that's one way. And of course, we're talking about paid advertising, so you can also offer, you know, or put a paid ad on those pages. Another thing you can do is Google Ads. People are having tremendous success with doing Google Ads. You can actually set up an account and say, I want to spend $100 this month, and you pay per click. And once your $100 is spent, then they take your ad off the page. And I'd have to say, like this time last year, it was a great way to go, but what's happened is the market's becoming saturated. If you go to Google and you look on the right-hand side, you will see so many more ads. And this time last year, there were maybe one or two. So, you know, but it's still a way to control what you're paying, you know, for your advertisement. Another thing I'd like to mention is, as far as paying for advertising, I have found that my best advertising dollars are spent online because my site is, you know, my business is online. I've done tons of telephone interviews, for regular stations, but also internet stations, and I'd have to say that I don't get much traffic after doing those shows. It's hard for people to remember your site and then go home and go on your site. The way that I've had the best success with advertising and getting my web around My web address around the web is through advertising online because people see your URL and they click on it and they're right there. So think about how you're spending advertising dollars. Another thing you might want to consider is Craigslist. Craigslist is the largest community bulletin board on the web, and if you're not using it to promote your business, you're losing money. It receives more than 3 billion page views per month, and more than 10 million people use Craigslist each month. And I'd just like to share that Nancy Mills, who's the founder of Spirited Women, is also a Craigslist publicity expert. She's a member of NABBW, and she has over 20 years in the PR business. So she coaches people and teaches them strategies for putting their information on Craigslist. And if you contact her tonight, she's offering $100 off her fee to anyone who's on the call that signs up within the week. And you can visit her at www.nancymillscommunications.com. So that's another way that you might want to use Craigslist is kind of to use it professionally and have Nancy work with you on that. Another way to pay for advertising online is prweb.com. I would recommend that you visit that. And they do press releases, and you can do some for free, or you can pay. And they get the release into search engines, and PRweb is where a lot of people who write for papers and magazines around the country and who also do news reports visit PRweb to pick up news stories. So that is another place you might want to visit. Okay, we're trying to wind down here with just a few more things. There's also offline advertising, and you know that's the newspapers and the local cable shows and local newspapers and just targeted papers for your area of expertise. It's important to do to join local networking groups, because oftentimes you meet people who can help you with those kinds of promotions. Also, don't forget, you know, the stationery, the business cards, bookmarks. I send bookmarks. In fact, I went to Panera with my son for lunch today and clipped a bunch of bookmarks on the bulletin board there. They have a community bulletin board. You can also have magnets, those big magnets made for your car doors. Or any other promotional items like pens or mini handheld mirrors. I mentioned the mini handheld mirrors because I was in New York a couple weeks ago, and coming off the subway at the top of the steps were these women handing out these little teeny tiny handheld mirrors with a web address on it. And I thought, oh man, what a great idea. So anyway, you know, just think about what pertains to you, what might work for you as far as a promotional item. Okay, we're almost finished. I'm just going to tell you about a couple freebies. I have to tell you about two magazines that I receive for free, and I learned about them online. I'm forever reading newsletters and researching, so I'll just share this with you. One is called Practical E-Commerce, and you can find their site at practicalecommerce.com. And I received this magazine for free. And it is, gosh, it's great. I mean, it tells you all kinds of things about running businesses online, from the type of shopping carts you should use to search engine optimization, you know, email marketing, and they give you tips for success. It's anything and everything to do with online businesses. Another one is Website Services, and that address is websiteservices.com. This is another great magazine for website success. Again, they have very similar articles. They teach you how to write sales copy that works, how to back up your site, which is so important, and we haven't even touched on that. But that's not really what the call's about. But they also teach you, you know, what is podcasting and what's the big rage about podcasting. But anyway, those magazines I receive for free, and I think you can get them probably by going to their site. Okay, for unbelievable resources and tons of free articles about maintaining websites and growing your presence, visit www.wilsonweb.com. There is a tremendous amount of information there that can help you grow your presence online. Let's see. For information about submitting to search engines, this is another good site. And they give you lots of information on how to submit to search engines. And that's searchenginewatch.com. Another site that doesn't look like much on the home page, but is loaded with information that's helpful when you're trying to learn more about how the Internet works. And that is hitmill.com, H-I-T-M-I-L-L.com. You need to get within the site to really see what they have, but they even have some tutorials that can help you learn how to best manage the web. All right, I just have a couple more things to mention. You can also receive a free visibility report for your site, and that's at rtcpromotions.com. And then I'll mention the web glossary again. That's at webmasterworld.com. And that's the site that has the great glossary for all the web terms that you hear thrown around, and you might not always be certain what they mean. Okay, you've received a ton of information. Do not be overwhelmed, but stay the course. I recall when I first launched Boomer Women Speak, and I would talk to people whose sites were in a better place than mine, and I would be like, oh, I have so much work to do. But it is so worth it, and it's so exciting. So just be sure to take some time each day to whip that site of yours around the Internet. And after a while, it begins to snowball, and it's just so much fun. So that's everything that I have to offer. I'd like to say again that anyone who's on the call that is not a member of NABBW.com, of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, can email me after the call at dots@boomerwomenspeak.com, and I will send you the link to join for $50. Okay, you have to do that after the call tonight. Or if you are interested in joining two associations, two awesome women's associations for the price of one, you should go to www.naww.org. That's the National Association of Women Writers. And for the month of June, you can join that association and receive a free membership to the National Association of Baby Boomer Women. Okay, it's actually taken 1 hour. I will take just a couple questions if anybody has them, and then I'd be happy to do another seminar at a later date about this topic. So if anyone has a question.
Nancy, it's Nancy Mills.
Okay, Nancy, can you hold 1 second, please?
Sure.
If anyone has a question, what you need to do is push 6 to mute yourself and then ask the question. I'm just going to take a couple questions. And I ask that you please not push 6 until it's your turn to ask a question. Okay, Nancy?
Yeah, thank you so much for mentioning the fact that I do Craigslist publicity work. I'm really thankful that you mentioned it. And I also wanted to give people my telephone number just so they could have it.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
It's 888-428-1234. And I just wanted to say many of the women on the call know me from my other hat, which is Spirited Woman.
Right.
I just wanted to make sure that they had that telephone number.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anyone else have a question? Okay, somebody can go.
Howard Johnson. I'm wondering if you're going to be having a resource page with all of these wonderful sites you've mentioned. We do that for an audio series that we do for Double Dragon Press.
Mm-hmm.
And it works so well. And if you're not doing it, mm-hmm. May I encourage you to do it?
Yeah, I haven't planned to do it. I do intend to have this seminar on the site for the members on the members only page next week, because I know some of you are members. So let me think about that.
Okay. The beauty, of course, is that you don't have to listen to the whole thing again. You just go back to pick up some of the
yeah, sure. It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
And you'll get me back at least 15 times a day on that one.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks for the idea, Carolyn.
Dotsie?
Yes.
The name of your webmaster,
mm-hmm.
Can you run that by us again?
Sure. Her name is Michelle Jakubiak.
Okay.
Okay, now are you a member of the association?
Yes, it's Geraldine.
Oh, Geraldine, hi.
Hi.
Okay, and you know what? You can find her information on the members only page.
Okay.
But her site is Bochelle Creative.
And how does she spell her name?
Okay. Okay. She spells her name M. Let's see. I'm sorry. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And her last name is Jakubiak. And that's J-A-K-U-B-I-A-K.
I-A-K?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you do a Google for her name, I'm doing it right now just to make sure I'm giving you the right. let's see. Bochelle Creative. So it's BOSCHELCREATIVE.com. That's her site. And you can see other sites. She has done work for several other members of the association.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also go to her site and see the work that she has done for other people. She does a wonderful job, and she is the nicest young woman, and she's so much fun to work with.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
That's
welcome.
Great.
Sure. Anyone else? Does anyone else have a question? If you do, you just need to push 6 to talk.
Excuse me. Hello?
Hi.
On the contest.
Yes.
Have you talked with a lawyer about that at all, about doing contests?
About the content that's on the site?
No, not yours specifically, but about doing contests.
Oh, about doing contests?
About running a contest.
No.
There's a lot to doing a contest.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I had to put one together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to one of those. And the best thing is to get a hold of a contest company, because if you do it and you're offering things, there's different laws in every state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more than what I wanted to try to figure out on my own. So there's contest companies that do that kind of stuff. And,
oh, that's interesting.
And they offer, and that's what they do. I mean, they handle all that kind of keeping you out of trouble, and they also will then, you know, gather your info. They'll tally it all up for you, because it's another way of capturing names.
Right.
And they'll put up the page as part of the deal too.
Okay. If you know of a web address for something
I'll send it to you. I'm at home right now.
Okay.
All your contact information, I'll send you who I used, and it worked for me. And
okay. Okay, yeah, and I'd also mention that if anyone wants to do surveys, Monkey Surveys is another
site.
SurveyMonkey is the site that you can use, because I know when someone else did a survey, they paid for advertising on the homepage of Boomer Women Speak, but what they put in their ad was a link to their survey, and it was done through SurveyMonkey.com. So that's another site for people who are interested in putting together surveys. Okay, thanks for that information. I'll look forward to getting it. Anyone else? Does anybody else have a question? If so, just push 6, and I'll see if I can answer it for you. Anyone there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, and I think after yours I'll take one more question, and then we're
going
to...
No, I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, well, that's
this
nice.
This is fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you. And
yes.
Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Geraldine.
Geraldine. Okay, Geraldine, why don't you tell us your web address?
Oh, it's www.vessieflamingo.com.
Okay, and that's for her book.
Yes,
so that's an opportunity to promote. You always have to think about how you can get that site out there.
Right,
so thank
exactly.
Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for all this information. It's fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad it was helpful.
Yes, great. Thanks.
Okay. Maybe one more question or comment, and then we're going to sign off. If you want to push 6 to talk. Okay, then I'm just going to say thank you all for being on the call. And does someone have something to say? Okay, then thank you all for being on the call, and just look for your Boomer Women's World newsletters in the mail, and if you have any questions or comments for me, please email me at dots@boomerwomenspeak.com.
Terrific. Thanks, Dotsie.
You're very welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.